Landing in Montevideo, after an 8-hour wait at the Miami International Airport, I board a plane this Saturday evening and safely get off the ground for Montevideo, Uruguay. Scheduled to arrive Sunday around 11, our plane does, and we leave our transport this morning and form yet another line to go through customs. This night flight has been a mix of crying babies, lights going on and off, flight attendants moving up and down the aisles, passing out pillows and eye shades. One guesses any group of people can be difficult, and flight attendants are needed because there are hundreds of passengers on this red-eye flight from Miami. Customs in Montevideo goes rapidly. All you need is your passport. They don't ask for proof of a return flight, only ask how long I will be here and where I am staying. Getting checked bags is a breeze. Having to register my iPhone is a bit odd, but I do it. Uruguay is now more than a shape on a world map. It is not a country on the tip of everyone's tongue, and is near the bottom of the alphabet, not far from Zimbabwe. Uruguay sounds like something you can catch in Africa, but I didn't need shots to get in. The country comes well praised. Without a flag to plant or anyone to meet, I have arrived. Weary, I will curl up in the crook of the U in Uruguay and hold the letter tightly till sleep covers me like a warm blanket.